because it's that time on a Friday when we join the planet in shaking our heads and wonder aloud what people in the world of sports are thinking. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And before we roll out the list of inductees, we welcome in our proprietor to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Going to start with a longtime college football broadcaster, Tim Brando. So he was a guest here on CBS Sports Radio with Scotty Farrell on the bench and made some pretty bold predictions about Scott Frost and what he will accomplish at Nebraska. He called him a can't-miss Hall of Fame coach in waiting. Really? He cited his pedigree, understanding the Husker culture, was groomed with defensive knowledge by the Steelers' Mike Tomlin, offensively by Chip Kelly. So where am I going with all this? Well, is this a little over the top for a guy who has yet to coach his first Power 5 game? Well, check this out. Brando, play-by-play man for Fox. Nebraska opens against Akron, a program who has one bowl win ever, more than seven wins in a season once. And guess what? The game is on Fox at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And guess who's doing the play-by-play? Yeah, Brando. Timmy, go easy on the hype. That is way, way, way too far over the top. Next up, I almost feel like he should be like the co-proprietor of this, Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones. Yeah, like I said, this dude should have his own wing in the tool shed, but this nonsense he was pitching earlier in the week is masterpiece theater. He's talking with Tim Kalishaw of the Dallas Morning News. Says the NFL going from a 16 to 18 game regular season while cutting two from the exhibition season is a great idea because it's better for the players, it's better physically, and would create a safer game. And, of course, from the no way category, it means more revenue and more dough in his already stuffed beyond belief pockets. But, of course, the math and logic take their stance. The starters are there to play 16 games, maybe a token preseason appearance. With 18 regular season games, they'd have to get more action during the practice games, then play two extra regular season games. So we love to quote Seinfeld, and this time we don't even have to change the first name. Remember, Jerry, it's not a lie if you believe it. Next up, Houston Rocket general manager Daryl Morey. In discussing the acquisition of Carmelo Anthony on ESPN, said it reminds him of the 08 Celtics when Danny Ainge invited the modern concept of a big three, bringing in Ray Allen from Seattle and Kevin Garnett from the T-Wolves. No. Melo is in clear decline off what is absolutely the worst season of his career as far as points and field goals. When Boston got Garnett, he was second-team All-NBA defense, third-team All-NBA, led the NBA in rebounding. Allen had just averaged a career-high 26 points a game and a career-high 8 threes a game and had just made his seventh All-Star team. And, of course, they won the title that year, ruining this Knicks fan Celtic hater spring. So I get it's preseason. You're the GM. You want to build up this roll of the dice. But, dude, the numbers in reality don't back you up. Vegas actually dropped the Rockets' odds of winning the title when they got Carmelo Anthony. And lastly, ex-Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks. Not sure if he studied finance or finance law at Cal, but apparently he does have an interest in Wall Street. And if you hadn't heard, he hooked up for a little inside trading with TV writer Damilar Sanoki. I can't help but wonder if he heard from the SEC, he thought it might have been about an interview regarding the top conferences in college football. Of course, it was the Securities and Exchanges Commission, and they don't even show up in the power rankings. Claims he did not understand the details of illegal trades. Really? You never saw Wall Street? Turns out they used an elaborate system of coding to pass information. Kendricks made $1.2 million off the illegal investments and in turn traded out cash and tickets to NFL games. And before you say, who would want Browns tickets? Well, he played for Philly at the time. No more. Michael, your Greed is Good t-shirt is in the mail. I'm going with Jerry Jones. Just the audacity and the commonality, the ultra-wealthy lying to our faces for their personal financial benefit has got to be one of the most tired acts currently being played out in America. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone! He is gone.